I got 7 kids and 7 baby mamas. I always tell these women that I got pregnant that I do not want to be a father to these children. I just don't give a f***. I ain't gonna force these children on me.
Guys, before we get into this very crazy video, please sign up for my email and newsletter by going to the link in the description down below. You're going to get personal updates from me every week, plus updates as far as the content that we put out every week, which you don't want to miss. Now, let's hear from this man who's talking about the fact that he has 7 kids with 7 baby mamas. Here we go.
I got 7 kids and 7 baby mamas. Now, for the past few days, I've been going live, telling my story, speaking my truth. And a lot of women having an issue calling me a deadbeat because I tell them I was being irresponsible, yeah, not wearing protection. But I always tell these women that I got pregnant that I do not want to be a father to these children.
And you hear that? I always tell the woman that I got pregnant that I don't want to be a father to these children. It's not I always tell the women that I'm about to sleep with that I don't want to be a father to the children. It's after the fact, after they are pregnant. You decide to give freely this information to them. Oh my gosh. I know I'm going to have so much to say about this already.
And I offer to pay for the abortion. Majority of times, they'll either take the abortion or they'll take a plan B. But only these 7 have kept these children. But the crazy...
Only these 7? Oh...
The thing about it is they want me to be responsible for some children I told them I did not want. So for some years now, some of them been trying to get in contact with me, access denied, because I don't really know why you're trying to get in contact with me. I didn't told you I did not want them kids. So don't expect me to be responsible financially, emotional, spiritually, mentally, or physically.
Okay, first of all, just like look at this guy's eyes. He is dead in the eyes. I don't know who would want this man around their kids in the first place, but here's the situation that we're in. 7 baby mamas and 7 kids. Oh my gosh. Horrifying.
With some kids I do not want. And I don't give a f*** what nobody think about it. You're not going to force children up on me. Yeah, we both made the decision to lay down and have intercourse. We both was irresponsible about the decisions we made that night. Yeah, I could have pulled out, but I didn't. And I ain't care to pull out because I'm not the one that's going to have to carry a baby for 9 months. It's the woman. In my opinion, women should be more careful on who they sleep with because you're going to be like one of my baby mamas trying to find me so I can financially support a kid I didn't told her or them I did not want. Another thing is these just jump offs. These the type of women that I ain't even had to do nothing for. The bad minimum, but they gave me access to their body, and they think I want to be a father to a child for one of them? Wait.
He just said something real important there. He said, these women just gave me their body. I didn't have to do anything for it. I didn't have to prove anything to them. I didn't have to show them who I was in any way, shape, or form. And now they're pregnant, and they get to deal with it. I don't have to carry the baby for 9 months. They do. I can walk away at any point, which he has on 7 children. And there is some truth there, although this man is not off the hook. Let's talk about this. We don't have to choose sides on who's wrong in this situation because both people are very wrong. He is very wrong. These women are very wrong. But he says, I didn't have to do anything. Why not? Of course I'll take the opportunity because I'm not the one who has to deal with it at the end of the day. The woman is the one who has to deal with it at the end of the day. And that's what happens. You get in relationships with these men. You end up getting pregnant. They walk away. And guess who's the one in the situation having to take care of a child? The woman. The woman. And what a poor representation he is. Not just of black men, but of men. Of men. What a poor representation this is to be going out and doing this and creating 7 children who are probably going to need, I don't know, therapy, if this is what they're dealing with.
I remember you all in therapy.
And I can't even begin to imagine the type of women who are sleeping with this kind of man. So it's just an all around horrific situation, but let's keep watching.
I don't even have no type of love for these women. How do they expect me to love these children? Mm-hmm. Before y'all say, oh, he irresponsible, he a deadbeat, he don't take accountability. Yeah, I do. I just don't give a fuck. You ain't gonna force these children on me when I told you I ain't want them. Yeah, I can offer.
Yeah, he's not taking accountability. He says, I'm taking accountability. Just by hopping on the internet and saying, yeah, I have 7 kids that I created with 7 baby mamas, that's not you taking accountability. That might be you admitting fault in the situation, but taking accountability looks like providing for your children. Taking accountability looks like being there to be a role model, which he seems incapable of doing. He needs to go back and receive some schooling, back and develop some sort of moral compass, some sort of sense of value within himself before getting anywhere near a child that is going to absorb any of the energy that he's putting out into the world. But that is what taking accountability looks like. Not this. Not harping on the internet about how these women have little value and you just want to go out and impregnate as many as possible, it seems, even though you're willing to pay for the abortion. You're willing to pay for the plan B. What a gracious gesture in the wake of creating a life that you did not want.
Offer to a pay for abortion, but at what point can I force a woman to go get an abortion? I cannot. A woman say, my body, my choice, but I say, it's my life, my choice.
Hmm.
Before y'all try to stitch the shit and be like, black man this, black man that, I don't give a fuck. I really don't.
What?
There you have it, folks. If you ever wonder, you know, who's perpetuating these statistics of fatherless households? Who are the people behind this? Here's one of them. And I know this is not representative of all situations. This is clearly an extreme. But this is who's behind the problem. There's blame to be placed on the women who are engaging in sexual intercourse with a man like this. There's a bunch of blame to be placed on him for going around and doing this to multiple women, not just the 7 that he impregnated, but all of the other women that he's been doing this to and paying for the abortions and paying for the plan B. There are many who have to take responsibility here. But what the worst part is that there's 7 kids now that are going to grow up fatherless. And we know what that looks like. Statistically, we know what the likelihood looks like of them being homeless, of them dropping out of high school, never going to college, struggling with chronic illness, being victims and perpetrators of rape, domestic violence, ending up in prison. There's just a multitude of problems that have a greater likelihood when you grow up without a father in the household. And again, I will say it, I don't know what type of mothers these children are going to be dealing with too in the wake of this, getting judgment based off of what this man is like. I'm not feeling great about what the mothers might be like in this situation. So who I really feel sorry for is the children. And yes, accountability and responsibility needs to be taken here. I don't know what these women can do. They have some sort of an admission from him on the internet, although not a direct one. I don't know what they can do as far as getting money from this man and child support. But as he said, the problem is theirs now. Because they decided to engage in this relationship without knowing each other, without knowing what the result was going to be, and without knowing that a father was not going to be in the picture if a kid was reproduced in this way. So it's just tragic, and it's representative of a massive problem because we have children all across racial lines growing up without fathers in the home, and we know how this affects our society. People like this affect you too. You see crimes happening on TV, you see homeless people out on the streets, you see this drug problem that is just so pervasive and carrying on in all of our major cities. Guess what? You can nearly bet that a lot of those people out there doing those things grew up without a father in the home.
Bet.
No role model, no sense of what a good relationship looks like, no sense of structure within their lives. And this man is knowingly and willingly going out and creating these situations while placing blame on other people, and while stating that he's taking accountability, actually refusing to take accountability for his actions. This video is disgusting, and there's a reason it went viral and got, I don't know, 10 million views across all these different platforms. And I love that it's that people are saying that this is disgusting and horrible. Hopefully, you do not follow in his footsteps, and hopefully, women get better at recognizing these men before they're in the situation of being pregnant by one of these men. But guys, drop your thoughts in the comments down below. I'd like to know how you feel about this situation, what you thought watching this video, because I was shocked. Do you know anybody who's in a situation like this? Do you know a man who has 7 children with 7 different baby mamas? Because that is racking up numbers. And I have a feeling if we check back with this man in a few years, it's going to be far more than 7 kids that he's left abandoned with no father. It is truly disgusting. So let me know your thoughts. Duke it out in the comments if there's any room for debate here. I doubt there's any room for debate here. And as always, like, subscribe, click the notification bell to be notified every single time we put out a video for you guys, which is every day. I feel for these children, guys.